Ever feel like you're just kind of going through the motions, you know, like living on autopilot, just reacting to whatever comes your way?
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling.
Well, maybe today's deep dive can help us hit that pause button, you know,
Right,
really get to
exactly.
know thyself, which, I mean, it's a phrase we've all heard, right? But
Yeah.
maybe not fully grasped.
Great.
So today we're going to explore this idea with some insights from this website, The Spiritual Seek.
Okay.
They use a really interesting blend of historical philosophy and like modern self-assessment tools.
Interesting.
So hopefully, you know, we can unlock some of our true potential.
I love that. You know, it's fascinating how this simple phrase, know thyself, it's endured for so long,
Right.
really speaks to this kind of universal human desire to understand who we are at our core.
Absolutely. It's like this ancient wisdom that's still whispering to us today. So to kick things off, let's rewind way back
Okay.
to ancient Greece, to the Temple of Apollo at Delphi. Imagine you're a pilgrim seeking guidance from the legendary oracle, right? You walk up to this grand temple, and carved right above the entrance, you see the words, Gentis Satin, know thyself.
That's almost like a challenge, like it's an invitation to look inward, you know, before seeking answers from any external
Yeah,
source.
even the Oracle herself, it
Right.
really makes you wonder, what was it like to live in a time when people sought wisdom from oracles?
I
I
know.
mean, was it really about predicting the future, or was it more about finding direction in life?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of both.
Okay.
People wanted to know what their future held,
Right.
but they also craved this deeper understanding of themselves and their place in the world. And you know this inscription, Know Thyself. It became a guiding principle for one of history's most influential thinkers, Socrates.
Yeah, Socrates. He was totally obsessed with this whole self-knowledge thing, wasn't he?
He was.
But he also claimed to know nothing, which always seemed a bit ironic to me.
Right, that's the paradox of Socrates. The oracle supposedly declared him the wisest man in Athens,
Wow.
even though he constantly questioned his own knowledge.
Yeah.
But that's precisely what made him wise. You know, his willingness to acknowledge his limitations
Right.
and constantly seek a deeper understanding.
So instead of assuming he had all the answers, he just went around peppering people with questions,
Yes.
trying to expose the gaps in their thinking.
Exactly. He would ask these seemingly simple questions that would force people to confront their own assumptions and biases.
Oh, wow.
Like, what is justice? Or, you know, what is courage? His questions were designed to get people to think critically about their beliefs and values, not just blindly accept whatever the status quo was.
That's actually a pretty good strategy.
It is.
If you think about it, I mean, think about how many arguments we could all avoid
Right.
if we just paused and asked ourselves, do I really understand what I'm talking about? Or like, am I just letting my emotions kind of cl cloud my judgment?
Yeah, it's seriously some timeless wisdom right there.
Totally.
And that's why I think Socrates is still so relevant today.
Yeah.
You know, his emphasis on self-reflection,
Yeah.
critical thinking,
Yeah.
those are skills we can all benefit from, especially in our current world where it feels like we're just overloaded with information,
Right.
polarized opinions.
Yeah. And this whole idea of know thyself, it didn't stop with the ancient Greeks, did it?
Yeah, it didn't.
It's like this concept that resonated across, you know, cultures and time periods.
Absolutely. The Romans admired Greek culture, and they embraced this idea as nosce te ipsum, sometimes temet nos.
Interesting.
They understood that self-knowledge wasn't just about intellectual pursuits.
Okay.
It was essential for living a virtuous and fulfilling life.
So even the Romans, known for their pragmatism and military prowess,
Yes.
they saw the value in introspection.
Yes, particularly the Stoic philosophers,
Okay.
like Seneca and Marcus Aurelius,
Yeah.
they believed that understanding your own emotions, your strengths, and your weaknesses, it was crucial for navigating the challenges of life with resilience and wisdom.
It's amazing how this idea of looking inward keeps popping up throughout history.
It really is.
It makes you wonder why it's so deeply ingrained in our collective consciousness.
It's almost like know thyself isn't just the philosophical concept.
Okay.
It's like this practical tool
Yeah.
for personal growth and fulfillment. And that's something that resonates across cultures and time periods. It's this fundamental human need to understand who we are and what makes us tick.
Absolutely.
But you know, knowing yourself, it's easier said than done, right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially in today's world where you're bombarded with distractions and external pressures.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's telling us who we should be,
mm-hmm.
what we should buy,
right.
how we should look.
Totally. It's so easy to get caught up in comparing ourselves to others,
yeah.
you know, on social media,
yeah.
chasing all the latest trends, trying to fit into some mold that society has created.
Right.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm just scrolling through life instead of actually living it.
Yeah, you've hit on a really crucial point.
Okay.
The website that we're exploring today,
okay.
The Spiritual Seek,
uh-huh.
they actually use a powerful analogy from Plato
okay.
to illustrate this struggle. It's called the allegory of the cave.
The allegory of the cave.
It's a bit heady, I'll warn you,
yeah.
but stick with me because it's super relevant to our conversation.
All right, lay it on me. I'm ready to escape this metaphorical cave and see the light.
Okay, so imagine a group of people
okay.
who have lived their entire lives chained inside a cave.
Whoa.
Facing a blank wall. Behind them is a fire.
Okay.
And puppeteers are casting shadows on the wall,
mm-hmm.
shapes of animals, objects, people.
Okay, getting a bit creepy, but I'm following so far.
The prisoners,
okay.
having never seen anything else, believe these shadows are reality.
Right.
They have no concept of the true world outside the cave.
Wait, so are we like the prisoners in this scenario? Okay.
Our addiction to social media,
mm-hmm.
the constant barrage of news and opinions, are those the shadows on the wall?
That's exactly what the Spiritual Seek is getting at.
Mm.
We can get so caught up in the shadows, you know, the curated images,
yeah.
the fleeting trends, the mm-hmm. external validation, that we lose sight of our authentic selves.
Yeah.
We mistake the virtual world for reality, and we start chasing after things that ultimately don't matter.
That's kind of unsettling, but also incredibly insightful. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes you question what's really real.
Right.
You know, like, are we basing our self-worth on fleeting images and external validation?
Right.
Instead of who we truly are deep down.
It's a valid question to ask yourself.
Yeah.
And the Spiritual Seek, they don't just leave us hanging in that metaphorical cave.
Right.
They offer various tools and exercises to help us break free and find that inner light.
So, like, they're giving us, like, this modern day map to navigate this complex journey of self-discovery. Yeah.
It sounds like they're drawing on those ancient philosophical ideas, but like making them relevant to our modern struggles.
Exactly. They blend ancient wisdom
okay.
with practical, actionable steps.
Right.
One of their key focuses is helping us reconnect with our core essence.
Mm.
This
yeah.
interconnectedness of body, soul, mind, and spirit.
Right.
They argue that modern life often fragments our attention,
okay.
leaving us feeling disconnected from ourselves
right.
and the world around us.
I'm starting to see why you're so intrigued by this website.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about taking some personality quiz.
Right.
It's about digging deeper, you know?
Yes.
And understanding the different layers of who we are.
Precisely. And speaking of quizzes,
okay.
they have a couple of really interesting mini tests
okay.
in this article that I think our listeners might find helpful.
Okay.
One is called, Do You Have a Philosophical Mind?
Okay. I'm always up for a good self-assessment. What does this one entail?
Well, it presents you with a series of statements, and it asks you to agree or disagree.
Okay.
For example, man is the measure of all things.
Right.
Or studying and understanding history is critical to evolving socially.
So it's gauging how much you engage in critical thinking and questioning the world around you.
Exactly.
Kind of like a modern day Socratic dialogue.
Exactly.
I like it. What's the other mini test?
This one is called, Do You Live in the Platonic Cave?
Oh, okay.
It focuses on how much we rely on external sources of information and validation.
Mm.
Social media.
Right.
News outlets.
Okay.
Other people's opinions.
Yeah.
To form our own beliefs and sense of self.
Oh, it's like a reality check to see if we're letting those shadows on the wall dictate our thoughts and actions.
Right.
I can definitely see how both of these quizzes tie back to that core idea of know thyself.
Yeah.
It's all about becoming aware of our thought patterns,
mm-hmm.
our biases, and the influences that shape our worldview.
Exactly. And remember, it's not about judging ourselves.
Right.
Or striving for some perfect ideal.
Right.
It's simply about gaining self-awareness.
Yeah.
You know, becoming conscious of who we are.
Yeah.
Why we think and feel the way we do.
Right.
And how that impacts our choices mm-hmm. and interactions with the world.
So ultimately, know thyself is not just some ancient philosophical mantra.
No.
It's a call to action.
Yes.
An invitation to embark on this lifelong journey of self-discovery.
It's about waking up from that autopilot existence.
Right.
And actively engaging with our inner world.
And that's where things get really interesting, right?
Yes.
Because knowing ourselves is just the first step.
Right.
The real question is, how do we use that self-knowledge to live a more fulfilling and meaningful life?
Okay, so it feels like we're at a turning point.
Yeah.
We've explored the historical roots of know thyself.
Right.
And we've talked about all the challenges of self-discovery in a world that's constantly trying to define us.
Yes.
But now I'm curious, like, how does all this translate
into actually living a better life?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Okay.
But I think the spiritual Sikh gives us a pretty compelling framework.
Mm.
They emphasize that self-knowledge isn't just about introspection.
Mm.
It's about using that understanding to make conscious choices that align with our values and aspirations.
So it's about taking action.
Yeah.
Not just like sitting around contemplating our navels.
Exactly. It's about bridging the gap between our inner world and our outer world.
Mm.
For example, let's say you discover through self-reflection,
okay,
that you deeply value creativity and connection.
Right.
And you realize that maybe your current job leaves you feeling drained and uninspired.
Yeah.
Armed with that self-knowledge, you might decide to explore a new career path.
Right.
That allows you to express your creativity and connect with others.
Right.
In a more meaningful way.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
It's about taking those insights and using them to shape our lives.
Exactly.
Our relationships, our careers. Like everything.
Precisely.
Yeah.
The more we understand ourselves, our strengths,
yeah,
weaknesses, mm-hmm, passions, and fears,
right,
the better equipped we are to make choices that lead to greater fulfillment and purpose.
Yeah.
It's like we're building this internal compass,
right,
that helps us navigate the complexities of life with more clarity and intention.
Yeah. It's interesting because sometimes we make choices based on what we think we should do, mm, or what other people expect of us.
Right.
Rather than what truly resonates with our authentic selves.
It's a trap that's easy to fall into.
Yeah.
But when we operate from a place of self-knowledge,
right,
we're less likely to be swayed by those external pressures.
Yeah.
We can set healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
make decisions that honor our values,
mm-hmm,
pursue goals that genuinely inspire us.
So it's not just about feeling better.
Yeah.
It's about becoming more empowered to shape our lives,
yeah,
and create positive change. And that brings us back to that quote from The Spiritual Sikh.
Right.
The one about moving the world by first moving ourselves.
Let him who would move the world first move himself.
Yeah.
It highlights this ripple effect of self-knowledge.
Mm.
As we become more self-aware,
right,
make choices that are aligned with our true selves.
Yeah.
We inevitably influence the world around us.
Mm.
You know, our actions, our words, mm, or our very presence just carries a different energy.
Yeah.
It's like our inner transformation, mm, radiates outward.
Right.
And inspires others to embark on their own journeys of self-discovery.
That's such a beautiful thought.
Yeah.
So know thyself isn't just about personal growth.
Right.
It's about contributing to a more conscious and compassionate world.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing our interconnectedness.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that our individual journeys of self-discovery are interwoven with the collective tapestry of humanity.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into know thyself,
yeah,
I want to leave our listeners with a final thought.
Sort of ancient wisdom.
Right.
It's not just some dusty philosophical concept.
No.
It's like a living, breathing invitation,
yeah,
to embark on this lifelong adventure of self-exploration.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Right.
There will be moments of clarity,
yeah,
and moments of confusion.
Totally.
Times when you feel lost.
Mm-hmm.
And times when you feel incredibly found.
Absolutely.
Just embrace the process.
Yeah.
Be kind to yourself.
Right.
And never stop asking those big questions.
Because the more you get to know yourself.
Right.
The more you realize the incredible potential you have,
mm-hmm,
to create a life that's meaningful, fulfilling, and truly your own.
Absolutely.
So keep seeking. Keep exploring.
Yeah.
And never underestimate the power of knowing thyself.